The Anglican Archbishop of Accra, Right Reverend Dr. Mensah Ntoto, has charged Christians not to waver in their faith, but still have hope in God to deliver them through the challenges of life. Delivering the sermon to mark Resurrection Sunday on the theme, "Weep Not, All Is Not Lost," Archbishop Ntoto said Christ's victory over death should strengthen the resolve of Christians to live just and faithful lives to help overcome the challenges the country is going through. He charged every individual to contribute towards national development and desist from acts that will draw the clock of progress back.
The hope that Christ brings to us, the hope that all is not lost, that with Him beside us, certainly we shall safely land at the shore. So as we celebrate Easter, we call upon all and sundry not to lose hope in the midst of our crisis, in the midst of our difficulties, in the midst of our anxiety. We are calling upon all to struggle with their hands and have the courage that we shall triumph. And God on our side, I want to assure you that certainly we shall be victorious. Let us have that hope and confidence that all is not lost for us as a nation, all is not lost for us as a family, all is not lost for us as an individual, but certainly we shall be victorious.
That was the Anglican Archbishop of Accra, Right Reverend Dr. Mensah Ntoto.
At the Cedar Mountain Chapel Assemblies of God, East Legon, the lead pastor, Reverend Dr. Stephen Wingham, in his Easter message, asked the two major political parties, the NDC and NPP, to put aside their differences because the resurrection of Christ signifies reconciliation to mankind with God. He said the day gives hope for the future and represents power over sin and death. Reverend Wingham also called on all citizens to help fight corruption of every kind. Here is a report by Mary Atule and Caleb Opong.
Reverend Dr. Stephen Wingham said the essence of Christ's death was to atone for the sins of man, relieve him of the penalty of sin, and ultimately reconcile mankind to God. He said Christians should not forget that the death of Christ was orchestrated by the religious and political powers of the day. Reverend Dr. Wingham said Easter celebration is a time for reconciliation and called on the political leaders to reconcile.
Christianity is founded on today. If Christ died and didn't rise again, then Christianity has no basis. We die with Christ and we were raised with Him. So the resurrection means newness of life. It's a call on to believers and Christians to live a transformed life, to put aside the old nature, and then walk in the new life of humility, obedience, holiness, righteousness, integrity. Easter is very relevant in nation building. So we are being cautioned against corruption. We should resist, we should fight corruption. Now that Christ is risen and is giving us the power over sin, Easter is the best time to reconcile. Just as Christ died, to reconcile to God. So this is the best time for the two major political parties, MPP, NDC, and all the others to reconcile. We are one nation, and let's move this country forward. Finally, the death of Christ teaches us forgiveness. I mean, how that God could forgive our sins. For those who don't know its significance, we use it to do other things. Easter is the biggest blow to the devil, so he wants to cause atrocities, cause mayhem on our roads, just to discredit the integrity of Easter. But then, you should not be perturbed. Easter gives us hope for tomorrow as a people and as a nation. Our political parties have no other option. No matter the rift, no matter the difficulty, we should come together. It's all about seeking power to help improve the living conditions of our people. And I will encourage them that whether in power or not, you can still contribute your quota to help build Ghana.
He said as the world remembers the death and resurrection of Christ, people must discard bad attitudes, outmoded practices and behavior that inhibits the development of their communities.
That was a report filed by Mary Atula and Caleb Opong.
At the Believers Christ Prayer Ministry at Adentan, the regional overseer, Prophet Joseph Atara, urged Christians to be honest, as the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ brings newness of life. He asked Christians to be truthful at all times, including honoring their tithes. Prophet Atara said accepting Christ as Lord and Savior and believing in the resurrection is an onerous challenge which must be taken up by all Christians. He stressed the need for all adherents of the gospel of Christ to let transparency and honesty guide their actions to enable them to become role models for others.
The head pastor of the All Souls Baptist Church at Amahia near Adentine, Reverend Seth Okwenoi, called on Ghanaians to cultivate the act of forgiveness as a prelude to peace and cohesion within society. Reverend Noi urged Christians to look up to the sacrifice of Jesus and cultivate the act of forgiveness. He emphasized that bearing a grudge against a fellow man hampers reconciliation and called on traditional leaders, opinion leaders and citizens in conflict areas across the country to let go all grudges and reconcile in order to promote peace and development. Reverend Noi spoke against rumor mongering and said rumors add to unnecessary tension in society, which when not handled well degenerate into conflicts with a resultant disturbance of the peace. He urged Ghanaians and Christians in particular to learn the import of Easter, which he said is love, permeate all they do.
The Madina District Pastor of the EP Church, Reverend Dr. Benjamin Quason, says the challenges confronting the nation are not the doings of any single individual or a particular party. There is therefore the need for concerted efforts to tackle them. He says sitting on the fence and criticizing will not help matters, but rather compound the problem. Reverend Dr. Quason was speaking at a baptismal service for 18 new members of the church, which coincided with the resurrection of Christ. We bring you the details.
Reverend Dr. Quason urged Ghanaians to learn to forgive one another and live in peace. He said the death and resurrection of Christ is a period for reconciliation and unity. The Madina District Pastor charged Ghanaians to use the Easter celebrations as a turning point in their lives to sink their differences.
Whatever thing disturbs the nation as a whole, this is today that we have to see how best we can come together and solve it. See, the problems of the country is not for one person. The head of state's head is too small for the problems we have. So we all need to chip in. It is not about the person who is the leader. It's a question about the people of the country. All of us, Tom, Dick and Harry, those in the cities and those in the rural areas. So if we all can chip in, then the government becomes a government as we want it to be. But we cannot, you know, draw ourselves back, be on the bench, and be criticizing. Let's turn those criticisms into useful pieces of advice for the government. And we have to respect what God has done for us, for putting us together, for fellowshipping together.
Reverend Dr. Quason baptized 18 new members into the church, adding that now that they have accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, they must eschew sin and live by the word of God. It is only through that they can receive salvation.
That was a Newsday's report.
Our Eastern Regional correspondents report that apart from the conventions, retreats and special Easter service held to commemorate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the occasion was also used for other church activities such as baptism and mini harvests. We bring you Kwame Unuma and Stephen Amponsa Mensah's report.
At the Koforidua AME Zion Church, the presiding elder, Reverend Wilberforce Reku, used the day to baptize members, which he said signifies that the baptized have resurrected with Christ. He advised the congregation to use the Easter to reconcile and love themselves as one family, since Christ's resurrection brought about reconciliation. The Eastern Regional Minister Helen Ntoso, the new Durban Municipal Chief Executive Alexa Samoa, and the Regional Coordinating Director Samuel Banua joined worshippers at the St. George's Catholic Cathedral, where a mini harvest was organized. Addressing the congregation, Madame Ntoso implored members to do away with differences and work as one people to develop the area. She donated 1,000 Ghana cedis in support of the church's mini harvest and called on the church to give her its spiritual and fiscal backing to enable her to discharge her duties to make government achieve its goals for the national interest. The Bishop of the Church, Right Reverend Joseph Efifa Ejekum, expressed concern over the high rate of bribery and corruption, adultery, as well as other social vices. He asked Christians to use the resurrection of Christ to lead lives worthy of emulation. He asked the youth to refrain from immoralities which can destroy their future. At the Koforidua Jackson's Park, hundreds of Pentecost Church members from 8 districts in the Koforidua Municipal Zone congregated for their Easter convention on the theme Looking Unto Jesus. The 5-day convention was led by the area pastor, Apostle Anthony Kingsley Mia, who entreated the congregation to affirm its faith to overcome the challenges as Jesus conquered death. At Kede, the founder of Elim Evangelical Ministry, Reverend Dr. James Ransford Mensah, asked men of God not to overemphasize tomb prophecies which have the tendency of disuniting the citizenry.
Correspondents Kwame Onuma and Stephen Amponsa Mensah filed that report.